Hi, this is Jesse Liberty. Today we're going to be talking about tasks. Specifically, tasks can be divided into launchers and choosers, where with a launcher you launch an application but don't return a value, and with a chooser you launch an application and you do return a value. We're going to be taking a look at a simple chooser for choosing a user's phone number. Let's start up Visual Studio and create a new application for the chooser that we want to create, which will obtain the user's phone number and return that to us in a callback. Let's name our new application Phone Number Chooser and set that to be a Mango application. Our UI is pretty straightforward. The first thing we're going to do is set the title for the UI. Let's click in the title, bring up the properties box, and set the text to Phone Number Chooser in all caps following the Metro style, and we'll take the page name out. Let's go ahead and grab a button and drag that onto the surface and change the content of that button, which we can do right in the XAML, to choose. That's really all we need for a UI. So let's save that and switch over using Solution Explorer to the code behind file, mainpage.xaml.cs. The first thing that we want to do in here is to create a private member variable of type phone number chooser task. There are a number of different chooser and launcher tasks, and they all work in a very similar way, as you'll see in this and coming videos. We'll call this one choose phone number and add using phone tasks so that the phone number chooser task type is known. We're going to initialize our phone number chooser task in the constructor, creating a new instance of a phone number chooser task. That's really step one in using a chooser. Step two is to call show on that chooser. We're going to do that in the click method for our button. So let's set up an event handler for our button, and in that event handler we're going to tell the choose phone number instance to call its show method. That will launch the chooser. The chooser is going to cause your application to become dormant or even to be tombstoned. When it has completed its work, it needs a callback method. So let's go ahead and let IntelliSense help us create the event handler, and with that the callback method choose phone number completed. And our implementation for that would be to use that phone number in one way or another. In a subsequent video, we'll use that to create an SMS message. But for now, we can simply display the chosen phone number in a message box. So we'll put the text, "You pick the phone number," as a prompt, and then we'll add the phone number element to the that we received in the phone number result. Let's save and build this application, and let's run it. When the application comes up, our simple UI is a button. We click that. That takes us into the chooser, where we can choose among any of our contacts. If we do select one, that phone number is returned to our application, and we're placing it into a message box. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you again very soon.